Randy, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, as I had mentioned the first time we talked, we had Rick Snyder on our program just about weekly, and I remember when he first announced he was running for office, and people said, "Who?" And I recall when I asked the same of you to Tim Skubick, who is, as you know, a political journalist.
Oh, yeah, he's been around forever.
And, well, he said the same thing. He said, "Who?" And he doesn't think you stand a chance. And I haven't heard much from you lately, so I wanted to get you back on the radio. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tony.
How's the campaign?
Well, it's going. Again, don't despise small beginnings, mm-hmm. but we are making contacts with lots of people. We're raising money. We're getting around the state. There's a lot of Lincoln Day dinners to go to this time of year, and I'm making a habit of going to all of them.
All right. Have you started picking up any endorsements yet?
Well, we've got State Representative Dave Ajima is one from our side of the state, and a number of them, of course, are just kind of waiting to see if Pete Hoekstra is going to throw his hat in the ring, and Terry Lynn Land, and there was a few others that have been mentioned, but it's kind of early for that, and that's fine. I know that I've got Mount Everest to climb, but we're starting it, step at a time.
All right, I'll ask you the same question I asked of you a few weeks ago.
Sure.
Why should Debbie Stabenow lose her job?
Well, Debbie has, fine person, but she has repeatedly voted to increase our federal budget to the point that it is suffocating our nation, clogging the arteries of our economic system, and putting a lot of people out of work. We simply have to reverse that. Debbie believes that more government is good, and at this point we need to cut back on government in a big way.
Well, I get emails from the senator almost daily about
yes.
The monies that she's getting for different programs around the state. When she helped to get the extension for unemployment benefits, her argument would be, well, we needed those for the state of Michigan.
Yeah, well, where does that money come from, Tony? That money comes from us. And the federal government now takes 25% of our gross domestic product. And whenever that gets anywhere above about 20%, history has shown that, again, unemployment rises rather than going down. So it's like we're at the bottom of this big cliff where everyone's falling off, and we just bring a bunch of ambulances there rather than putting a fence at the top of the hill.
Well, I hear the Republicans, and we've heard the Republicans and Tea Party members say that, you know what, we're going to make some changes. They did in the last elections,
mm-hmm.
but here we are again. We've got a huge budget deficit, as you know.
Yes.
We can't even get the Congress to agree on a temporary budget. So what's changed?
Well, that's a good point. But the big part of the reason is that we now have a Republican majority in the House that is moving in the right direction. However, there continues to be a Democratic majority in the Senate. And, of course, we have a Democratic president that seems, again, to think that government is the answer to our many problems. And it's just clear that the strength of a nation does not come from its government, Tony, but it comes from the character of its people. And I think Democrats need to learn that, is that more government does not necessarily mean a better country. We have too much government. In fact, there's times where I think, what would happen if George Washington rode his horse into Washington, D.C. today? I think he'd fall off his horse because of the size of what's been created. And we need to phase it back in a huge way. We need to get more private investment going and more people involved to solve the needs of people in our country.
We're talking with Randy Heckman, who plans to run for the United States Senate seat currently held by Debbie Stabenow. He's a former judge who hails from the west side of the state. Randy, Barack Obama on his website announced that he is running for re-election. What's your reaction to that?
Well, that's no surprise. I expect him to run for re-election, but I think he has an uphill fight at this point. He's not a very popular president. He's made some choices that I think have hurt our country economically, and now we begin to think even militarily. We wonder, should we be going into Libya and other places in the world?
All right, let's jump ahead to the election, and you win. What's a freshman senator from Michigan going to do to change the way politics is inside the Beltway in D.C.?
Well, I'm going to be campaigning on this single issue of reducing our federal budget and replacing governmental services with nonprofit and churches and other means of meeting human need. And if I'm elected, if the people of Michigan send me to Washington, I'm going to go with that very, very focused discussion and focused argument to say you must reduce the budget, and this is how we're going to do it. And so if elected, and I plan to be elected, that's going to be the one message, and I think it's going to reverberate throughout Washington.
All right, you're going to reduce the budget. We've got a budget deficit. We've got a lot of things to pay for, infrastructure, education,
right,
so on and so forth. How are you going to pay for all that stuff?
Well, again, there are some things the government should be doing. They should be doing our defense. They need to do a criminal justice system. They need to do a number of other things that are outlined in our Constitution. But there's many things the government's doing that are wasteful and not necessary. Now, maybe if we have the money to do them, we can do some of those things. But it's like a family. In a family, you decide if you can take a vacation or not based on what you have. America is like the family that is maxed out in every credit card they own, and yet they still think that they can buy that plasma TV. We just can't do it. We have to just face reality and cut back.
Well, Randy, contrary to what's been said by politicians, it still seems same old, same old. And I keep wondering, how is a new guy going to go in there and shake things up?
Well, what's the alternative, Tony? We have to talk about this. My belief is that I'm not the only person in this country that's beginning to say these things running for election. My hope is there's somebody in all 50 states that's talking this way, and that we will together make the changes needed. And I think the people of our country are coming to the point where they're saying enough is enough. And we're willing, not just to cut back, because there will be human need. And maybe you missed my second point. I agree there's human need. We can't just say cut it and let people, you know, the survival of the fittest. We need to call men and women, boys and girls in our country to respond. Like, through most of our history of our country, that's how we responded to human need. We met the needs of our people in our communities. In Grand Rapids, in fact, I plan over the next months to help amplify a program that already exists in Grand Rapids, which is, it's called Access of West Michigan, which is a combination of 300 churches, congregations, there's even a synagogue in there, that work to eliminate hunger and other needs in our community. And that's the sort of thing we need, community by community in Michigan, to meet the human needs that will result when the federal government cuts back, which it must cut back.
All right, Randy, what's your reaction on the U.S.'s involvement in Libya?
Again, I'm a citizen like you are, Tony. I'm not privy to all the intelligence data and so on that our leaders do have. But just, again, from my vantage point, I'm concerned that we don't know what we're doing. We're seeing in our military joining with other militaries with an unclear objective, and I'm fearful it could turn into another Vietnam.
And finally, before I let you go, tell me about your plans for the next few days. Do you plan on being in Lansing?
I'm going to be in Midland. I'm going to be in Detroit. I'm going to be in Hillsdale County. I'll be going through Lansing at least, but not probably. I don't have a meeting in Lansing this week, but I think next couple weeks I know I do.
All right, Randy, we will stay in touch. Thanks so much for your time.
Tony, thank you. Have a good day.